A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder what goes through Jesus' mind and heart as the words of this question reveal themselves to him. In the pause, before he formulates his answer, do his own 40 days of fasting appear before his eyes and heart? Does he remember with a gentle gratitude the struggle, the temptations, the eventual freedom of saying no to each one, no to it being about him alone, no to it being about proving his piety, no to it being about victory or power or being right? Jesus understands this question from John's disciples begs to be answered. Perhaps it is our question too. Why must we fast? I have a feeling that Jesus knows, as a result of those 40 days and nights in the desert, that fasting, in its most genuine sense, is about loving. Fasting is about belonging. Fasting is about right relationship. Fasting is a response of love. Fasting is not a formulaic contract. I do this, and you, God, will then do that. Fasting is not proof of piety, a way to somehow convince myself or win the approval of others that my holiness has merit. Fasting is a response of love. When the bridegroom is gone, we fast. The wedding celebration is paused because the object of our love is away from our sight. Our hearts turn, seeking the one we love. In the fasting, in the pause, we look up for the beloved who is obscured from our sight. We scan the area around us. We look farther into the distance. We see other faces. Faces we might not have seen while we were reveling in the wedding celebration. As this fast begins, in this pause from the celebrating, we see those bound unjustly. Might this be the one we seek? We turn around and head in their direction to free them. Risk is tolerated, even chosen, because we begin to recognize in them the one whom our hearts seek. We pause, we look up, and we look out. We see those yoked by oppression, by hunger, by homelessness. Seeing in their eyes the one whom we seek, we unfasten their yoke. We share our bread. We welcome them into our homes. We accept the scorn of those who prefer the yoke stay, the bread be deserving, the homes go to the worthy. Why? Because in this fasting, as we pause from the celebrating, as we actively seek the one whom we love, there this one is, in the eyes of those who are without, who are yoked and hungry, homeless and weary, in their faces, in their tears, In their subsequent smiles and countenances of relief, we see the bridegroom's face. As a response of love, fasting makes room for goodness to expand. It generates room at the table and crafts ways to unfasten yokes that would oppress. As a response of love, fasting becomes an invitation to search for the face of the one who is also searching for us, who desires our contrite, humbled hearts, the one who longs to consummate a love that offers life to the world. Jesus invites us to the fasting Isaiah names, the fasting that remembers our belonging to one another in right relationship. On this Friday of Lent 2017, we are each invited to avoid the temptation to use fasting in any self-serving fashion, to turn it into a victory or a badge of spiritual success, or about refining the me and God alone myth. Instead, we are invited to allow our fasting to be an active search for the beloved, to seek the bridegroom with humbled and contrite hearts, to say yes to the struggle of conversion with the help of fasting. We are invited to look for this one's face in every face we see, with the guarantee always that this one is present in the eyes of those bound unjustly, the oppressed, the hungry, the homeless. And as we refuse to delay our response, as we say yes to turning our hearts toward them, following up in the rear will be the one whom we have now found. And this one will be calling to each of us, "Here I am."